DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. The Syrian army has announced a new campaign Thursday to retake rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo, crushing hopes of reestablishing a ceasefire and getting aid to civilians already ravaged by the five-year-long civil war. Jens Lark is spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
There is an acute and immediate need for adherence to international humanitarian law, which stipulates that civilians in armed conflict must be protected from the effects of war.
Meanwhile, the International Syria Support Group met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York Thursday. The meeting ended without an agreement. A UN mediator described it as long, painful, difficult, and disappointing. Issues confronting the Middle East dominated Thursday's UN General Assembly. Margaret Bashir has more.
On the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas warned that Israel's continued settlement expansion is jeopardizing any chance of a two-state solution.
Settlements are illegal in every aspect and any manifestation. We will therefore continue to exert all efforts for the adoption of a Security Council resolution on the settlements.
But Israel's leader was defiant.
We will not accept any attempt by the UN to dictate terms to Israel.
Meanwhile, Iraq's leader said his government is making progress in its battle with the self-proclaimed Islamic State. A major offensive to liberate the northern city of Mosul from the terrorists is expected in the coming months.
Margaret Bashir at the UN. This is VOA.